Hello, anime dropouts. Is it time already for an anime podcast?
Wait, I caught me off guard.
It's fine now. Why? Because anime dropouts is here.
And he says, what are you buying?
Please don't flash.
Wait, I have to do how many of these things?
I'm your host, Tindang, and I am joined here on this holiday by my co-host,
Joey Min. What's up, everybody?
I am the bone of my podcast.
My words. They'll become great heroes.
Welcome to the Anime Dropouts Podcast. My name is Tindang, and I am here with my co-host,
Joey Min. What's up, everybody?
Yeah. If you are tuning in from your car or your radio at home, yearning for some anime, pop culture, and this is the right place. We will do the research for you so you don't have to. And we're just here to talk shit because we like anime. Yeah. That's what we do. Yeah. Let's start off with, I guess, like a little bit of introduction of ourselves. My name is Tindang. I am a forensic scientist by trade, cosplay part-time, and I've been watching anime ever since I was a kid. Started with Yu Yu Hakusho and Sailor Moon. That was my gateway drug.
And I'm Joey Min. I am a YouTube. Well, if you guys know me from our YouTube channel, I am the creative director. So I do a lot of the ideas and editing and all the concepts. And as you can tell, a lot of like the influences that we have or that I have come from anime. And I guess, let's see. Actually, so funny thing, I guess now that we're talking about like our first anime, the first thing I ever seen, and I don't remember what it is, but I think I saw the last episode of a series where I think people live on Mars and somebody let off a bazooka and blew up Mars and that ended the whole anime and I don't know what it is.
So all the people on Mars.
Yeah, did all that or something. I swear that's the first anime scene I've ever seen. But besides that, yeah, I basically grew up like with Mazinger Z, Angazuki Cha-Cha, Sunny Pig. Yeah. No, I guess I'm a little bit older for that. Anyways, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, with your experience in mind, we have like a pretty nice variety for this podcast.
Yeah.
So today's episode, we are going to do superheroes.
Oof. Yeah. Both Western and Eastern, or just specifically anime?
I mean, we're going to cover a little bit of both. We'll start off with a little bit of history first, of course.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about the main series for today, My Hero Academia. And if you know, the intro quote was from All Might, episode 2.
Nice. Yeah, dude, definitely love Boku no Hero. So, okay, well, yeah, you give us the lowdown of, like, heroes in anime, Mr. Tin.
All right, let's go. Let's start off with news in 2018. So, anime industry as a whole reached a record $17.7 billion this year.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
mean, yeah, sorry, keep going.
Even for today, like, it's hard to catch up to anime. So many episodes per season, and back in the day, I could watch, like, one entire weekend. I would be caught up. And now it's not the same game.
I think it's called responsibilities. That's really what it is.
Responsibilities and a 9-to-5.
Well, true, yeah. I remember, man, I'd skip school sometimes.
to watch anime?
To watch anime. That's, I mean, completely off topic, but yeah, definitely. I think I, Chobits, high school. Like, I watched the third episode, like, the night before. I was like, fuck it, I'm not going. I'm not going to school tomorrow. I'm just going to watch this motherfucker, like. I love Chobits, sorry.
I love Chobits, too. I did a school project.
On Chobits?
Yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
It was the most... The topic was Japanese weddings, and for some reason, we used Chobits as an example. It was the most...
I would say, though, like, Chobits is, like, probably one of my top three, if not my top one.
If not your top one?
I think... Man, that shows how lame I am.
I mean, it's a really good romance one. Yeah. Like, romance for me, Love Hina was like my first one.
Oh my god, that's a gateway.
Yeah, I collected all 14 volumes. I still have it at home.
I think I have it somewhere in this room. I think, okay. I mean, yeah.
In other news for like 2018, Dragon Ball FighterZ just came out.
Yo, definitely, yeah, it just came. We've been playing and been whooping my butt. But at least it's not like a blowout. Yeah. But still, I need to definitely... Man, you already have a good team.
Yeah. I mean, multi-console release. So if you guys have a PS4, Xbox One, or even it's on Steam now too.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, if you really think about it too, like Dragon Ball in itself, it's like it's a very iconic name in anime. Plus, it's a hero anime if you really think about it. Yeah. I think I definitely read something before where it's the concept of Goku is a very selfish idea because I think that's a Western concept of a hero is kind of like how Superman is, but like But Goku, it's like, you know, I want to fight somebody at their best. It's kind of more like a self-progression kind of thing rather than a
self-progression and then like just sacrificing the rest of your life for it.
Yeah, kind of thing. So it's kind of weird, but it's still, I'm sure he's still a hero to people. I guess it depends on.
I mean, the criticism's fair. That's why Piccolo's Gohan's dead.
Yeah. Oh my God, even in Dragon Ball FighterZ, you're like, when you have like Goku and adult Gohan in the same team and you win, and Goku's like, well, you made me proud. Finally. Like after like dot. I was like, what the heck? Like,
yeah,
I don't want to use Goku anymore.
Yeah. But, I mean, besides in 2018, is there anything that you're watching currently?
Well, currently right now, I think, since still on topic of heroes, not really animation. I do watch like a lot of like hero shows from Japan, like, like Kamen Rider. So that's like a tokusatsu, the live action hero show. But besides that, I know somebody recommended me Inuyashiki.
Yeah.
Like, so I haven't seen that, but I know it's like the old guy wants to be a hero. So
yeah,
something like that. Like,
if you guys haven't seen or heard about it, it's about an old guy and this young teenager. They both get hit by this meteorite that gives them super special powers, and they're basically androids.
Yeah. Or I thought it was like an alien ship that runs into
them. Alien ship that runs into them?
Like, basically, it lands because they crash landed before they like...
Oh, right. The meteorite is the android ship. Yeah. But it gives them these superpowers. They feel like they're android 18 and 17 in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. One decides to be a hero and the teenager decides to become this like serial killer type of villain.
Yeah, I guess I have to watch it. Have you seen it?
Yeah. I saw the preview for it where the guy goes like bang and like just people just...
Yeah.
Just die out of nowhere.
So I guess, that's we'll definitely see it. Maybe know what the whole thing's about.
Yeah. But, besides that, I want to catch up to Maiden Abyss and Ancient Magister's Bride.
Yeah, I heard about that one. I heard that that's like a really good one. The Magister's Bride. Yeah. Been seeing promos of that. Like it looks cool. Just I have no idea what it is. Like
I love the concept of magic. That's basically it.
So is it like? I guess. Is it like a thriller? It's kind of like a romance? Or what is it?
I think it's like a bit of romance, but more of like supernatural and more like a seinen type of anime.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
I mean, coming up in the year, so there's a lot of sequels coming out. You've got, let's see, Shokugeki coming out. Yeah. Season 3 for My Hero Academia.
That's what I'm definitely excited for. Yeah.
And a sequel to what? Steins Gate as well?
I loved it, but yeah, I'm pretty sure they had like a different, like a lot of other offshoots of the story, like what ifs, right? But
yeah, the what ifs, and I think this sequel is actually one of those what ifs.
Oh, so it's not like, they're not saying it's like a direct sequel to...
Yeah, like it wouldn't be a fully canon sequel, like it's a what if proposition.
Jeez, I think I saw it so long ago, I don't even remember how it ended. But yeah, like, since we're talking about heroes today, definitely Boku no Hero season 3.
Yeah.
I'm really excited on where they take it. I think, I guess now it's spoiler alert if you guys didn't watch it, like, the League of Villains, right?
Yeah.
Are starting to move, or they're starting to get more recruits.
Yeah, they're picking up traction, and they're going to make a move soon against the Hero Academy.
Which is... kind of silly. You would think that would have happened already at this point in time. Yeah. So definitely. I guess just the whole hero thing and
Let's pick up on some history of superheroes first.
Okay, superheroes and anime.
All right, let's get into a bit of the history, shall we?
Yeah.
So animation wise, Disney was like the big king back then.
Was anime also like already going on at this time when Disney happened? Or
was there were small like short films, and cel-shaded animation was a really tough subject because it was expensive, first of all, and it was really time consuming. So drawing each frame hand by hand was really tough.
I guess that is a classic way of doing animation.
Yeah, and there was really like no necessity for anime really. And then right after like around World War II happened, you had like these weird propaganda films that used anime and like folklore of like Japanese history, like Momotaro's Divine Sea Warriors, which you've heard of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess, okay, well, that kind of makes sense. War is always profitable in many mysterious ways, I guess, from history.
Yeah. And it's not until like the 1950s until like the first animation studio came out called Toei Animation. Oh. And I want to talk about like a specific animator there, Osamu Tezuka. So he started off under Toei Animation in the 1950s, and then he split off on his own to create Mushi Productions. Mm-hmm. And that's where the first superhero came out. Do you know who it is?
besides the Momotaro?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Superhero. Big red boots, short spiky hair.
Oh, Astro Boy.
Yeah, Astro Boy. It's your boy.
It's just your boy.
Astro.
Oh, wow. That's okay. So Astro Boy was the very first.
Right? Yeah.
And it's not, so that's under Mushi Productions and not Toei?
Yeah.
Wow. I actually didn't even know that Toei was like the very first animation studio.
Yeah. I mean, it was first written out and then eventually animated, of course.
Okay.
This story, pretty endearing, like, went over it myself and I really felt for Astro Boy. So Dr. Tenma, he's the Ministry of Science department head in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
He has one son called Tobio and they live in this like futuristic kind of city. And if you've seen like Betty Boop, the animation style is kind of like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're borrowing like a little bit from like the Western audience, but then...
So Disney kind of had like the Betty Boop like kind of animation because like, I mean, recently the game like Cuphead came out. It's like it's based off of that old school style of animation before they regulated it so it doesn't scare off kids. I think that's what the whole point is, right?
Is that the reason for it?
Yeah,
that actually, style of animation.
That's why, like, you wouldn't draw like, I don't know, like creepy like things like becoming skeletons and ghosts and like it's popping out of someone's eyeball, like like kind of, yeah, there was like a, there was like a regulatory act, but I'm pretty sure, like, you know how like the first Disney stuff was like Steamboat Willie, right?
Mm.
So it still kind of shared that same style. So I'm guessing like the, I guess the influence of Western animation also came over to like make, I guess, Astro Boy.
Anyway. Yeah. And it's not like animation was just for kids. They had like some pretty serious and dark themes. So Dr. Tenma, he has a son named Tobio and they live in this like futuristic city. Mm-hmm. And they already have automated cars. So like, I guess Tesla has been around for like 50 years already.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, but there was this accident with the car, and he dies as a result of it. It's a car crash with an automatic car.
Like on the first episode?
On the first episode.
Lord, okay.
Yeah, I tried watching it, and it's like, what? I thought this was fun.
it's your boy.
It's your boy, Astro.
Anyway, but so, basically, okay, after that, I do remember. It's like, you know, I know that the dad... was a scientist, made Astro Boy to like replace the sun.
Yeah. Like through this like type of grieving structure.
Right. So was he like built to be a superhero already? Or was he like built just to be a robot?
Built to be a robot, but I guess the technology wise, they were really good. So he had like rocket boots. He's super strong.
So it's not like the Mega Man thing, right? Like where it's like, you know how Rockman, like Mega Man was it, or Mega... Before he was the Mega Man we know now, he was just built to be like a house robot to just fix around the house. But he's like, he sees like crap happening to the city. And it's like, I want to help save the world.
I want to help save the world.
And like, he just got strapped. And he starts taking out like the robot.
Let me build this robot. And need to pack some heat with it too.
So that's not the case with Astro Boy.
No, that's like, the case. Yeah, he's made as an adopted son. Yeah. But, you know, robots don't age. Dr. Tenma's like grieving and is like, this is my son, but he's not really my son. So then he gets sold to the circus.
What?
He gets sold to the circus and then the circus director makes him perform stunts. And stunts including fighting other robots.
So
fighting his own people.
His own kind.
His own kind.
But wait a minute. So like, then what about all those things that I've ever seen like growing up? Like he was like saving the world and stuff. Like, was that not...
Oh, that actually came afterwards.
After he fought robots and became
he a super fighting robot. Yeah, he realized, like, why am I fighting my own people? And then he escapes from this circus and then decides to use his powers to help people.
Dang.
Yeah.
Did he ever meet up with his dad again?
I actually have no idea because I want to watch it.
That's the like, I want to see the original, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure probably the storytelling isn't, like, super, like, written out or, like, you know, like, I guess it's not really detailed in that to... That's pretty dark, though.
Yeah, a lot of dark themes, like getting rejected by your own family, like finding your own identity. But then he becomes like this kind of like beacon of hope for both humans and robots.
Oh, snap. So yeah. This is like pre-Matrix.
Yeah, pre-Matrix.
So he was a Neo of the robots.
Yeah. But since animation, like Astro Boy, it just picked up from there. There's so much steam coming out. There's birth of different genres. You get mecha. You have more superheroes.
So Astro Boy really kind of is the one that, I guess, influenced or introduced anime to like the Japanese culture, is that what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, it kind of had like that.
The boom.
the boom and the anime aesthetic that we know now.
It's your boy. I can't
get over that. It's so good.
I hate you so much. Yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool. So yeah. Like,
I mean, there were more superhero series after that. There was a Cyborg 009, Rainbow Sentai Robin.
Cyborg 009 was like pretty. Yeah. Wait, that's the dude that's like with the red shirt, gold scarf, and like the brown hair, right? Mm-hmm. He's basically Mega Man. Yeah. And that's it's okay.
I mean, that's where you get like these later inspirations from anyway.
Oh my god, that's actually pretty cool. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking this up. I want to look back at these series because they kind of like paved the way for everyone.
I think, didn't they remake Cyborg? I thought they did, but anyways. But yeah, that's pretty cool. Okay. Didn't think that Astro Boy would be a very influential thing, but I guess it is.
I mean, influential. Like, now we have, what is it? One Punch Man, like, made a huge boom in 2016 and 2017.
Was that how long ago that was?
One-shot or manga by One was much earlier than that. But
oh, the web manga.
The web. They're super shitty ones.
Well, the drawings.
The drawings.
But I think it actually helped to the story of One Punch Man, right?
I really liked it, though. It's very endearing. Yeah, and even after Astro Boy, like, now in modern culture, superheroes are making a comeback.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, like, the Western, too, I guess. Yeah. What's up? Like,
yeah, Marvel, DC coming back. So many movies are out, and I can't wait for Black Panther coming out next month.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So Astro Boy paved the way for so many superheroes, and I think I want to talk about one series in particular, My Hero Academia.
Yeah, of course. That's, like, the biggest hero, well, biggest anime, actually. It came out, like,
last year, anime-wise.
Yeah, right? Because I feel like they got their second season within the same year.
Yeah, and it's, like, such a mass appeal. It felt like when Sword Art Online first came out, and you would see that shit everywhere.
Yeah. Everybody actually. Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, because the fact alone that I think even local Halloween stores actually had like the suit that you, the gym suits from Boku no Hero, which is awesome.
Yeah. If you guys know the chain store Spirit of Halloween, I bought my Academy uniform there.
And it was quality, right?
Yeah, it's quality. And I go to the gym with it.
You are a weeb. So I guess Boku no Hero, right? So it's like I heard that the second or the third season is coming out this year.
Yeah.
And what do you have about Boku no Hero then?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to talk about like the American influence of it and then like the Eastern ideals too. Mm. But for a shonen genre, I think it's a really interesting take on superheroes. It feels like X-Men, but like a coming of age story.
Yeah, I think, I guess that's what makes it more appealing is because of the fact that it's not just that, oh, this is a hero. Like, I guess if you really think about it, I'm not sure if this is a very apparent, like, story design that, like, a lot of animes or even, like, video games that I see is, like, the concept of, like, because we already know that, like, from the beginning of the anime, you hear Deku actually saying that he is the greatest hero that lives right now because he's talking, like, he's telling the story of how he became that. But we already see All Might as an example of what Deku could be, but he's going to be better than that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the whole, I don't know how to explain it. Like, you already have a point of reference who this, like, you, like the struggle. You see, like, what he potentially could be, but you're already watching him, like, you know, get up to that point. So it's not like, it's much more endearing because you already know that, you know, like, it's not just a hero that was already... It's not a Superman that's just like, I'm already amazing.
Yeah.
It's like me becoming a hero, which I think it's a lot of, it hits a lot of the hearts of people that watch it.
Yeah, you see the glass ceiling and you see a kid that comes from basically nothing but endearment for these superheroes and just wanting to be one of them.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think it hits both Western and Eastern type of audience, I think.
Yeah.
It's a different take of what a hero story should be.
Yeah. But everyone watching that isn't familiar with Boku no Hero, it starts off with quirks. And quirks are a type of mutation that gives people special superpowers. And these actually came over to several generations. And I think now we're in the 7th or 8th generation of quirks and quirk users. Mm-hmm. So not everyone in the world has a quirk.
Yeah, but 80% of the world has quirks.
Yeah.
It's just that I think because of the quirks, they said that, you know, they started regulating it. So they're like, you know, the occupation of being a hero is actually, you know, a thing.
Yeah. So it's not like the struggle like you see in Marvel's like Civil War. It's actually already regulated and it's pretty like in line with Japanese ideals.
Yeah, and people seem to be okay with it. Like, some people could have earphone jacks coming from their ears.
Yeah. I mean, you can use quartz publicly for your own selfish greed.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Wait, like, you can't use your quartz in public?
You can't use your quartz in public unless you're, like, a registered superhero.
Oh.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea or take on it.
I guess that makes sense. Well, that's okay.
Yeah, and since we're talking about Boku no Hero, I think it's a great start to start with the author, Kohei Horikoshi.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him.
Yeah, I think that's kind of like the idea for this podcast, where it's like a little bit of background information.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like extracurricular activity.
Yeah, no, I kind of like that. You know, we should give credit where credit is due, right? I mean, if Boku no Hero is like a very awesome series that we both enjoy, we should thank the, or at least know about the creator. So what do you know about him?
Yeah, Horikoshi, couldn't find much about his childhood, actually. Oh. But he was born on November 20th, 1986. So he's just a little bit older than us.
Sure.
But he's born in Aichi Prefecture, fairly big city.
You're older than he is.
You're older than he is.
But okay, go ahead.
What have you written?
Okay, go ahead.
But yeah, he growing up, some of his favorite series, One Piece, Dragon Ball, Naruto, and Boys on the Run. So he's basically like...
Boys on the Run?
Do you know that?
Is that a GTO thing? No, I guess not.
No. I mean, I looked it up, and it reminds me of the plot of Gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah. So, summary of it, a 29-year-old lonesome salesman falls in love with a woman at work, but his rival actually ends up being with this woman first. Yes, and as an act of white knighting, I guess, he takes up boxing and tries to fight this rival. I'm serious.
Word?
That's the plot for it. Word by word.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, anyway.
I guess so he beats him up and wins the girl?
I hope not.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's different. We're in a different world now.
Yeah, a different culture back then. But anyway, yeah, he went to Nagoya University of Arts. So he went to school for his actual profession.
Oh, wow. So is that where pretty much a lot of like famous
Yeah, it's a big university. So I'd imagine a lot of artists started off there. All right. Are you ready for a pop quiz?
All right. Pop quiz.
All right. How old do you think Horikoshi was when he first appeared in a magazine?
Well, if he's from 1986 and he just made Boku no Hero and that's his most famous thing, I'm guessing he's...
Most famous, but he has more.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang. Oh.
All right. You take a shot in the dark.
Okay. So, the 20... It's 27. You know it's a good number.
No.
No.
Much younger.
16?
Oh, you were 1 year off. He was actually 15.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I figured that's when people start drawing already. Like.
Yeah. He was actually featured in One Piece's Volume 23.
As like a fan or?
Yeah, he just submitted a fan art and then eventually he became
a mangaka
himself. Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, I think it's like a really good starting point for him.
That's like a good hero story in itself, right?
Yeah. I mean, years later, Oda even like congratulated him on starting Boku no Hero.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
But when did he start Boku no Hero? Like, did it get picked up to be animated like very shortly after or?
Not really. For people submitting artwork and manga series, there's a series called Weekly Shonen Jump, and that's like a pretty cutthroat magazine where you submit weekly, and these magazines are really competitive. So if you don't have high ratings or high rankings, your shit gets cut quick.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This is the YouTube of manga.
Yeah, and he had two series that came out before that. So two of them, Omazu and Sensei no Barrage.
Sensei no Barrage?
Yeah.
I feel like I heard that.
Yeah, they both started off, but then they were quickly dropped, obviously.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And our boy fell into a little bit of a depression after that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's your boy.
I'm never getting over that.
I'm sorry. It's because of you, man. That's stupid Astro Boy. But yeah, so okay.
Yeah. And this stumbling block was pretty tough for him. But he had this one shot called My Hero. And eventually that became My Hero Academia.
Oh, one shot just basically is just like a one storyline, kind of like one issue storyline.
Yeah, one issue storyline. And in this one, the main character, Jack Midoriya, sounds familiar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's actually a salaryman that sells hero equipment.
Oh, that's sick. And he had to like, wait, I want to read this one shot now.
Yeah, get back into the one shot. It's actually pretty good.
Hey, so okay, so basically, Shonen published that, like that one shot, and people liked it, and mm-hmm. I guess, oh, that's sick. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and then after that, My Hero Academia just jumped in popularity from there.
Yeah, it definitely is a good, good formula. You think, like, I guess he maybe brought it on from his own life experience. I guess being a manga artist, trying to like rise up through the ranks. Dang, that's cutthroat.
Yeah, rise up to the ranks with like no skill.
But at the same time, though, if you're at least published for a little bit in Shonen, if it's that really that cutthroat, that's actually pretty good, though, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, on his third try, he got it. So three times the charm.
The successful one. But then again, wouldn't you consider success just getting on Shonen?
I think that's success on its own. Yeah, that's pretty hard.
But that's, well, I guess, yeah, probably, man, I deserved it. Never stopped working on his ideals. That's very all-might-ish.
So My Hero Academia. And let's start off with favorite characters. Joey?
I mean, oh, jeez. You know, maybe because I didn't read the manga, yeah. Right? And I obviously, for people that, you know, watch our YouTube channel, I really like martial arts.
Mm.
So it's kind of funny because there's those two girls that I think, okay, there was one girl in the anime. She's dressed in a Chinese qipao and she's red and her like quirk is big fist. I never read the manga. I don't know if she's already appeared.
Oh, right. She's from class 1B.
Oh, I think she's from like 1A.
1A is Midoriya's class. I think, yeah, she's in 1B.
She's 1B?
Yeah, but she is still in a UA school.
Yeah, like I would assume she's a martial artist.
Yeah, her quirk is a big fist.
Yeah, big fist. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I would assume that she's... But yeah, so I don't know what she does, but right now, I mean, just the idea of the fact that... Like, I don't know. I guess because this is one of those things, is like the hero I like would be like what my superpower.
Right, what you'd envision yourself to be?
I want to control time.
But you want to control time.
But I've thought about this for many minutes, like since high school. I think I have revised this idea of my superpower if I could have it. I want to control time.
Control time, that's really OP.
That's really OP, yeah. But I have limitations. Like, okay. Obviously, I don't want to go far back, like too far that I can't see the implication, like the direct implications of my actions.
Mm, okay.
Right? So I can't go back like 100 years and like slap somebody, and next thing you know, like, yeah, the world is run by Nazis.
Right, so you wouldn't know the butterfly effect.
Yeah, basically, I like the farther back I go, the butterfly effect, you know, it's much more. So,
is that the only drawback of your quirk?
I think so. Well, it's still OP.
All right, you got a hero costume to go with it?
Oh, no, I would basically, dude, I would fight like Hit. I, because I'm a martial artist, right? Okay. So, I would fight like Hit in Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah, but, if you guys haven't watched Dragon Ball Super, get on that. That's awesome, too.
Now?
Okay. Yeah. It's a good tournament arc sort of going on right
it's
now.
It's a very classic Dragon Ball. Like, yeah. I watch it with an intern, and she's never seen the original, or at least Dragon Ball Z. And she's like, why are these episodes so long? I was like, that's Dragon Ball. That's the format.
Yeah.
But how about you? Well, what's your superpower or your favorite superhero?
My favorite hero actually right now is Kirishima.
That is, oh, the steel body.
Wait, hardening quirk.
Hardening quirk.
Yeah. I just like that his desire to be a man is like, fuck.
Like getting hard. Just, that's the...
I think it's the unbreakable will part of it that's really endearing to me. He feels like Midoriya in a sense.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the funny thing is, what I really like about, ultimately, about My Hero, like the characters there, like some of them, like some of their powers are very simple or very like straightforward. Mm. But the more abstract it is, it's just really how you use it. And I think it's just funny.
Yeah.
I think because you were telling me about like the manga about that there's like they're, I guess they're basically like My Hero Academia dropouts, right?
Yeah.
And one has like, his name is Cockroach or whatever?
Yeah, there's actually an offshoot series called My Hero Academia Vigilantes, and it's unlicensed heroes, basically. And one of the main characters is, I think his name is like Roach or something, mm-hmm. but his power is that he has 3 points of contact with any surface, and he can glide along it and change momentum anytime he wants.
Like, he could just vector, like, just turn.
Yeah, like just vector moving.
See, and that's funny to me.
Yeah.
So basically, he just gets down on like, like he's about to hike a ball and he could just
zoom, go anywhere he wants.
But like, does his mind perceive that speed?
Yes, he'd actually be able to like fight with it too.
Dang. See, that's cool. Yeah. And they're, I kind of like that concept. They're like hero dropouts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe. I mean, it's not about like your quirk. It's more about how you use it. Too. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I think it's really cool. Like how you're explaining that.
Yeah.
So, and I think now that I think about it too, like all of those other people, like I think one of the, what's it? There's this dude that could like talk to any animal, but he's afraid of like insects, but he had to like talk to the insects to like help him out. I thought that was really cool, but he's just a quiet dude, but, and his power is like talking, which is kind of funny. It's just like your greatest fear is like your greatest power kind of thing.
There's use for like every quirk in society, I guess. You don't have to be a superhero, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, which is weird. I wonder if there's like company, like, and this is completely sidebar from the conversation, but like, I wonder if there's companies that hire people because of their quirks and if they're allowed to use their.
Actually, most likely, because there are other agencies within UA that recruit students. So there's like the business section of UA school where a lot of other students go.
Because like, what if like somebody has, I don't know, like that dude with like the multiple limbs? I don't really understand the concept of that character, but like, dude, he'd make a great chef.
Oh, yeah.
If he like culinary arts.
I think with his limbs, he gets the extra abilities from those limbs. So he could actually, you know, just grow extra ears if he wanted and then have like a heightened perception.
Oh, my God. That is incredibly gross.
Yeah, that's incredibly gross, but it's cool. I mean, if I had a quirk, I'd use it too.
So, okay, what would your quirk be?
For me, I thought about it a lot and I would want to create portals with it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, also, quirks are genetic, so you can get part of a quirk from your mother and part of it from your father as well.
Right. So, I mean, mine's just completely both out. I don't know. Makes sense.
I mean, my drawback would be that I need to know like the schematic or layout of a place. So, I would be awesome for infiltration kind of missions. And it'll work for combat too.
No. I think you'd be better as like, you need to have somebody scouted first to tell you.
That works too. Yeah.
But then again, actually, you know what? Okay, so while we're on this topic, and like, definitely not Boku no Hero, but one of my favorite hero shows is like JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like the whole line, right? And because like, you know, some of their powers are both like almost like straightforward and abstract. And I think I really like that idea of like being able to play around with powers that isn't just as like as typical as like super strength or flight or like laser beam. So and then I think that's what like I think part of My Hero too is like that's like it's not just straightforward. It's like the author did definitely play with the concepts of what a quirk can be, and that's why I like it.
Yeah, it's kind of like what's endearing to me in like the shonen genre. It's like not the powers that you have, but how you use your abilities. Like,
because that is the hype. Oh my god,
that's hype.
I don't want to keep like getting us off track, but like
that's cool.
Because now like I think, you know, like if you know, like at the office, like I hooked up like my Japanese Sweden and we started playing like the old school game, the older games that people never played before when we're just kind of just on break, and playing iShield 21. And that's like, you know, like it's an anime about football, but the thing is like the kid, if you guys haven't ever seen like iShield 21, the whole very, very simple concept. This kid was bullied throughout his entire life, but he got introduced to American football and he becomes like a running back. And because he's been bullied his entire life, he runs away from trouble. he could just run around people like really, really fast, right?
And run away from trouble, right? And run away from people,
right? And it's like, and it gets so hype when he starts developing like anime skill sets from running. Like he's so good at running and like juking that it looks like he could like run both ways, and people are like confused, and like how they portray that in anime is pretty cool. So yeah, anyways, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for me, especially like when I started watching anime, the one that like really drew me in was Yu Yu Hakusho.
Oh man.
And especially like the arc when they were fighting the Saint Beasts.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah, like the last fight when Yusuke was fighting Suzuka, I thought it was fucking genius. When he took his shoes off and like, I'm gonna punch you with my shoes.
But that, oh my, yeah, dude. Oh my God.
Yeah, because Suzuka's power is like power of electricity.
Right,
so
right.
Rubber shoes,
can't
fuck with me.
I think mine, like if, because like I know that the whole concept of like, yeah, like same thing, like My Hero Academia, it's like where it's like, shonen, right? So I think mine was Flame Moreka. So that's old. Never mind.
Older than Yu Hakusho, but...
Actually, dude, I think Flame Moreka is actually...
Newer?
Newer. It's just like you guys just... I guess what it brought here to America, you guys saw...
Yeah, I mean, it was because of Toonami, yeah. Which is like a Yu big game like for in kids.
The 80s. Flame Moreka has to be 90s. It has to be, because it wasn't good. It really wasn't good, but I just liked it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right. We could honestly go on about Boku no Hero for days, but... Yeah.
Too good.
Yeah, too good. But what's your take on it as a whole?
I mean, like I said, like the first three episodes were very annoying because of the fact that Deku cries over everything and his mom cries over everything. And those two are like the epitome of what it is to be weak. I think just weak-willed, right? Because I feel like part of it is that Deku only when somebody else actually recognizes him, like, yeah, you can be a hero, that's when he started taking himself seriously. But yeah. I wish he had that right from the start.
Yeah, that's a fair criticism. Yeah.
But after the fourth episode, hype. Yeah. Just pure hype. And every time. Because now he's awesome. Like, he's... And I guess what they wanted to make it so that, you know, he's not his power. Mm. He is, like, he is a hero before his powers.
Yeah, he's a hero because of his will.
Yeah, his will. So I kind of like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely I recommend Boku no Hero. I'm sure anybody that's probably listening to this podcast already watched it.
Yeah.
Probably read it. Probably even like know about like the vigilantes I didn't even know about.
Yeah. Anyway, for me, it's definitely a go. Like, pretty easy to watch. Even if you're like new to anime, it's gotten that mass appeal effect.
Yeah. Well, besides Boku no Hero, is there any other hero shows that you would recommend?
Let's see. Recommendation wise, I actually want to recommend like a manhwa to you guys.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, it's... If you guys don't know, manhwa, M-A-N-H-W-A,
yeah,
that's a Korean webcomic.
Okay.
Yeah, and my favorite one that I'm following now
is it called, just webcomics or just Korean...
Korean comics, guess, in comics in general.
Okay.
Yeah, and my recommendation is actually called Tower of God.
Yeah, I know you've talked about that.
Yeah, I've talked about it a lot.
I gotta check it out.
Yeah, the author's name is S-I-U. It's kind of like a pen name called for a slave in utero. It's related to everything he does.
Oh, Jesus.
But his real name is Lee Jong-hee, and he's an art college student that went into the military. Mm. And in this military, he met a friend that kind of inspired him to start writing and start drawing. And he would see, like, this weird dichotomy in, like, the rankings of people and people being, like, below and above certain others.
Oh.
And that became, like, the inspiration for this series. So he takes these sketches... And after the military, he submits it into like this neighbor comic web series. It's kind of like Weekly Shonen Jump, but online format.
Online, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you guys should definitely watch this.
Or read it, you mean, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely read it. But the best way to describe it is if you took No Game, No Life,
ooh,
mixed it with The Last Airbender.
Okay.
And a little bit of One Piece. It's that kind of idea. So the story follows this character called the 22nd Bam. And he is...
The 22nd Man?
22nd Bam.
Oh, okay.
That's his name, technically. Oh. But he has an actual name. So his origins are unknown. He's taken care of by a person called Rachel. And he enters this mysterious structure called the Tower. And in this tower, there's a force of magic called Shinsu. And at the top of this tower, there are... complete guardians that control everything within the tower. But if you get above that, there's a great mystery that awaits everyone that only the most powerful will ever see.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it over? Is it the story done?
It's actually still going on right now. So there's one season. It's about, I think, 200 something chapters in the first season.
Oh.
And we're on the second season now. And it's also like, as of this moment, it's around chapter 253.
I will wait. Yeah. Until that is done as well.
Yeah, but on these floors are like separate worlds of their own. And it's like, kind of like a...
Is it like a really large world or it's not even a room, right? Like,
yeah, it's a really large world on each floor. So each floor is technically a world.
Wow, okay, I gotta read this.
Yeah, it's a little bit of combat, a little bit of like a... Almost like a game
show.
No
Game, No Life, right? Yeah. I kind of like that concept.
Yeah. So the people in the tower are called the regulars and everyone's trying to climb this tower. They want to know like, what's this mystery behind the top of the tower.
How do you climb it then?
Each tower. So that's where the No Game, No Life aspect comes into it. Mm-hmm. So each tower, you have to pass a test. And it's either combat, dexterity, wit, ingenuity. You go through races, you solve puzzles, and you form a team with your group of friends. Yeah. And the main, I want to draw you guys in. So like one of the characters is an alligator that chucks spears.
I like alligators.
Alligators that chuck spears, and he's one of my favorite characters.
I like spears too. Yeah. That sounds cute, but I'm sure in my head, I'm sure everybody else is thinking like, what the?
Yeah, but you see like this dichotomy between people in royalty and then people that are just regulars. And this character that comes in the tower, 22nd Bam, is an irregular, which means the rules of the tower don't apply to him and he can do what he wants.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Technically. I mean, he still follows the rules, but he has special powers that we don't know of yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And there was this interesting quote from the author. I went to school with smart kids who score very high in exams for my teacher's internship programs. I asked the kids to draw a line and express their current states based on this. Most kids drew themselves under the line and drew these other kids that are talented above the line. I wanted to talk about the world tainted with competition and hardships and the people who are suffering hardships because they were separated between up and down.
Oh, that's some deep.
Yeah. I mean, recommendation, I think it's a great example of why shonen can be great. And I think One Piece did this perfectly. I mean, it's still going on 20 years after.
Right.
And they just celebrated the 20th anniversary last year.
That's kind of crazy. Yeah. Actually, that's a really good indication of how much like anime and I guess hero anime has kind of like affected the world, right? Like, you know, in the sense of like, I remember when I was younger, when I moved here to America, there wasn't, I think I remember I drew like a picture or something like in class in school about like some dude, like basically Goku throwing a Kamehameha away, right? And somebody goes, like, I remember somebody goes like, wow, that's a really big, like, Ryu fireball. And I was like, oh my God, I just realized no one knew what Dragon Ball Z was, right? So, but now, and now fast forward to now, like everybody knows.
Yeah.
Like everybody knows. In the world. But then again, I think it's like the power of internet. Well, that's like another topic right there. But yeah, definitely. It made the world smaller. It's kind of cool. Like everybody sharing the same love for that story. Yeah. You know?
I mean, it's just a fun mass appeal that anime has hit right now. I mean, you see everything in Hot Topic.
$17 billion market, right?
Yeah.
Billion. That's nuts.
Yeah. And I think we're just starting to see it. Like every year it just keeps improving.
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, do you have recommendations?
Well, since you were considering manhwa, I would like to consider something else. Like if you guys actually really do love hero shows, I'm a big fan of tokusatsu, which is like live action Japanese shows that are usually hero shows. So Kamen Rider Build right now is actually really, really awesome. If you guys I believe the person I don't know about this one, but the person that wrote like Magical Girl of Madoka,
yeah,
he did one of the seasons, one of the series. So like you can already, if you guys ever watch Magical Madoka, like it starts off cute, like
yeah.
So like I think it was really cool. It's one of my favorite series too, Kamen Rider, but it's called Kamen Rider Gaim. Very simple. It's just like these kids that are, well, not kids, they're probably teenagers. They have their little dance troops and they're like little gangs and they like dance battle each other for like places in the city, all the way up to like, then it becomes like this, then somehow like this alien race from another dimension start taking over the world. So Japan has to be forced to let off nukes that kills off 80% of the world. Right. Then stuff like that. Then there's murder and there's like, really like people getting crazy and like ascension to being a god, like the story is nuts. So if you guys really like Magical Madoka and maybe never seen, like, you know, it's kind of corny when you see like these hero shows or people are in suits, if you can like just like if you could suspend your belief and just really believe how it is, there's some really awesome stories, because the guy who wrote Magical Madoka did Kamen Rider Gaim, and I was like, man, like at first, or like the first like 10 episodes, I'm like, this is like so lame. Then it went to shit so fast and it got so dark. And I was like, okay, this is awesome.
Yeah, but it sounds like an interesting take on it.
Yeah, Kamen Rider, just Kamen Rider every year. You guys check it out.
All right. And now it's time for my favorite section. We're going to play a little game.
Oh, is this going to be like, is this going to be at the end of every podcast?
I think every podcast will try like a different format and see what sticks, but I think this one's a good start.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Ready for your game.
All right. I'm not sure if you're ready.
Oh. Before we start, kiss me.
All right, and now it's time for my favorite section, the experimental section. So for each podcast, we're going to try out one different section.
Okay.
Sometimes game show, sometimes a little bit okay, of extra that, exposition. Fine. But
right.
Are you ready?
Oh, okay. I'm the guest. Okay.
You are the guest, and you guys can play along too. So just listen in, make sure no one else is watching.
Or but listening, I guess.
This game show is called The Real Line. This is how it works. I'll give you a clip of a hentai and two dialogue options to guess from. I'll try to make it equally ridiculous, and you need to guess which one's right. And I'll give you 30 seconds for each.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So the title of this, actually hard to pronounce. So I'm going to pick a couple of words that make sense to me.
Okay.
Katainaka dekita Russian Masume. And this is about a Russian housewife that's getting left by her husband on a business trip. But the shut-in brother gets a chance at this Russian housewife. Tags are?
The Netarari. Brother of the husband.
Yeah.
Okay, this, I guess it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Tags are Netarari, Ahagal, Big Boobs,
okay.
Cosplay,
ooh.
Cream Pie, Masturbation, Golden Shower, and X-Ray.
Oh man, is this...
I don't know if X-Ray actually came up.
I hope
up.
This is like way farther down than like in our podcast that like the YouTube doesn't actually pick up those set of words. Like we hide it in there so deep.
We'll get flagged.
All right. All right. Then go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I will play the first clip. And you got 30 seconds.
Good thing this is a podcast.
All right. You got some context there?
Yeah.
Here is the first line.
Something about they can't stop. I heard a lot of squishy noises.
We can't stop the ritual halfway, so we have no choice but to warm you up with my own body heat.
Okay.
And line number two.
Seems straightforward.
We have no choice for the toilet. I need to use my plunger to go deep inside. And I'm starting the timer.
I mean, I feel like both works, but I think just since the weirdness of this game show, I would like to say the plunger.
We're just lying. It is actually the first one. You cannot stop the ritual.
This is from this Russian... Okay.
This is from this Russian housewife.
But then again, I feel like this is like a... Every question would be like a joke, like a wild card.
Yeah.
With a hentai.
It's a good guess. You have a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, like hentai's have good stories.
There's some good plot.
There's some good plot.
All right. Are you ready for question number two?
I'm ready.
All right. This is also from the first episode.
Oh, okay.
Alright, so you're just gonna use the guy's line.
Okay.
And here are your two options. Number one, there is an ancient ritual where the Mikos would take in the sacred artifact, the dick. Here's option number two. In this ritual, the Mikos must purge the evil spirits from the artifact with a blowjob. And I will start the timer.
I would like to say that she must. He's asking her to relieve the demons from the temple with a blowjob.
What? I was actually wrong.
What?
It's the first one.
God damn it.
Yeah. I'm actually trying to trip you up with these questions.
No, that's good. That's good. I'd like to believe I'm. A connoisseur of hentai.
Oh.
I never see this.
It's actually new.
Check yeah, I guess I realized I'm probably just watching like old hentai.
All right.
That's like,
are you ready?
That's even sadder. Yeah, go ahead.
For the final question, this one's from episode two and comes in at 1 minute and 59 seconds.
Ooh. Sure, I'm sure he does.
All right. This is from the housewife's perspective. And here are your two options. Number one, you were so sexy back then, so manly and covered in sweat. Watching this really stirs my borscht.
Oh, right, she's from shit. Okay.
And option number two. You were so manly back then. Working on the farm, ringing those bells really turned me on. And I'll start the timer.
Really? I'm just gonna go with Morse. Morse?
You are right.
Yay!
That was the line that actually made me think of this a game idea. It's like, really? Watching this really stirred my borscht. I'm like, wow, they did their research for this dialogue.
That's actually pretty funny.
All right. You scored a 1 out of 3.
1 out of 3. All right. That's good.
You guys can compare your scores against Joey and see if you are a hentai connoisseur like he is.
Not enough.
All right. Anyway, I think that's a good wrap to the first episode of Anime Dropouts. I hope you guys had fun. This is a pretty new project that we're working on, so we'll work out the kinks. Yeah. Different games every time, different recommendations, different subjects. So
yeah, and if you guys have any like recommendations of your own, you know, please just let us know or like leave it on the comments below. Or
yeah,
please like any of our podcasts that we want to do, we want to start a discussion with you guys. You know, for the people to share the same hobbies we do, share the same interests, and definitely anime is a big part of ours.
So if you do want to follow us on Facebook, Art School Dropouts, this will be up on our YouTube channel. youtube.com/artschooldropouts.
And if you guys want to just like follow us on social media, like on Instagram, Art School Dropouts, just so you guys know what's going on. And feel free, please, if you like this podcast and if this is on YouTube, you guys are listening to there, like, comment, subscribe, start a discussion, share it, you know. Also, if you guys would like to support us even more, please check out our Patreon at Art School Dropouts, and check out our merch.
Yeah. Do you also want to give in your personal Instagram if you
please, like, if you guys want to follow me, I am that guy Joey Min on Instagram. Very simple.
All right.
I do a lot of punching and kicking.
Alright. And I am Tin Dang. You can find me at Instagram on 00HGAWD Dang.
Ooh, god dang.
Yeah. I put up a lot of cosplay stuff when I have the chance. So alright guys. Until next class, we are dismissed.
Bye.